Midnight, Tuesday, the 10th of November. Hotel California had a small entrance in Tisbury Court, a paved alleyway between Wardour and Rupert Street. The frosted glass door had a red glow behind it, the kind that brothels have. He mentally thanked Costas and tried the door, noticing it swung both ways, like some of the guests, he suspected, and making it easier to eject unwanted customers. The reception area was particularly attractive. On the right-hand side there was a desk resembling a cheap pulpit. Behind it sat a tabloid newspaper which didn't reveal its reader. "I need a room," he said. The newspaper seemed to be studiously ignoring him. "Have you got a room?" The newspaper lowered, revealing a shabby, unshaven man with a thick neck and the shoulders of a wrestler. Without looking up, he pushed the register across the desk, and the movement of his paper wafted fumes towards Brannan. The man had been drinking and hadn't been washing. "How much?" He examined Brannan, then looked past him. Brannan followed his gaze and was met by an apparition in black leather sitting on an orange plastic sofa. She returned his stare and smiled from underneath her maquillage. She had a kind face, or was it desperation? The melamine table lamp had an orange shade, and the walls needed another coat of maroon paint. He had no idea why red was considered sexy in this environment. It did nothing for her complexion or the view up her skirt. He could have waited an hour for his answer. Eventually, the owner asked, "For how long?" "A couple of weeks. £50, cash, a day." Before Brannan could answer, he pulled back the register and returned to his newspaper. He was reminded of the warm reception he'd received at China Hotel. He produced the cash and his passport. The rustle of notes caused a stir behind him, and he had their undivided attention. He thought the owner must have been a magician in a previous life, because the £150 had disappeared. The alcohol hadn't reduced his dexterity. He glanced at the French passport and waved it aside. He gave Brannan a key and pointed towards the stairs. "Top floor, Froggy," he said with contempt. As he started up the rickety stairs, the creaking treads reminded him of home. The girl in reception called after him, "Would you like an extra pillow tonight, love?" He turned to her for a second time. She didn't deserve the reply he had in mind. "No, not tonight, thanks, love." "How about something else, to keep you awake?" She was certainly tenacious. "That's the last thing I need at the moment, thanks." At the top of the stairs, stretching out in front of him, was a long, shabby corridor lit by a spluttering fluorescent light and lined with dusty plastic palm trees. As he passed Mulholland Drive, the door opened and out came a balding man with a strict-looking woman. She was wearing a skin-tight leather skirt, which seemed to be de rigueur in this place, fishnet tights and red stilettos. He arrived at Sunset Boulevard and unlocked the door.